Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And for her part, Democrat for Governor Martha Coakley is also trying to clarify a response she made at Tuesday's debate. WBUR's Fred Tice has this story.
Martha Coakley fielded questions about the promise she made during the most watched and listened to debate of the campaign Tuesday night. She said then she would not raise fees on government services. Republican Charlie Baker had just made the same promise. After the debate, Coakley told reporters she'd been joking. Yesterday, she said it was not a joke.
No, I believe that I won't raise fees. But I meant it as, look, let's be clear on what we're really saying here, both of us, because this is about a contrast. Whose side are you on? Who do you speak for? But I thought it was fair that voters see where each of us stand on taxes and fees.
Coakley was visiting Greentown Labs in Somerville. It's the biggest clean energy incubator in the state. She heard from young entrepreneurs such as Gabe Blanchett. He's a former MIT student who's developing an aquaponics system. It's a cabinet that grows food indoors thanks to 200-watt LED lights. And his roommate built their first one in their fraternity room.
So what would one of these cost?
For our early adopter program, so two tower systems. So this is two put together.
Yep.
So you can grow a greater variety. This is $1,350.
How much space do you need for that?
Bookshelf size.
Okay.
16 inches deep, 4 feet wide. And 6 feet tall.
Okay. Can you put me on your list? Because I'd love to get one of these. I love to cook.
Awesome. She wants a prototype.
And right. Having, you know, the fresh food available in your kitchen, particularly because I've tried to grow things in my backyard. We have too many rabbits.
The problem is this brings rabbits into the home.
So. Well, my cats already bring rabbits into my home. Yeah.
Blanchett says he's definitely voting for Coakley. He says he'd like the next governor to provide greater incentives for investment in high-risk tech ventures in Boston. Another entrepreneur, Sarah Haig, is developing a plutonium detection system. She won't say who she's voting for.
I want to see somebody that doesn't just like to talk about innovation and talk about startups, but somebody who has a staff that gets into the weeds on this and actually understands the nuts and bolts of what it takes, not just saying it's a shiny, sparkly, high level.
Many of these entrepreneurs are building businesses that are looking beyond fossil fuels. Attorney General Coakley reminded them that she successfully sued the Environmental Protection Agency to force it to address greenhouse gases.
Don't forget, we're the state that went to the Supreme Court back in 2006 and said, hey, you know, the EPA isn't doing its job. We're losing a foot of Cape Cod every year.
After talking to the group of young people creating jobs, Coakley attended a forum on job opportunities for other young people at the offices of the Service Employees International Union. Last night, Vice President Joe Biden hosted a fundraiser for her. One of Coakley's advisors says the campaign has caught up with the Baker campaign and is now spending equal amounts of money on television ads. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.